Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WTF at TFW Sound Waves, episode 01. I am Gog Dog. I am joined today by Seth Buzzard.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Sound Waves is going to be a little thing that we might do every few months where we take some of the voicemails that we've received from the WTF hotline and we will play them and answer them. The voicemails that don't necessarily fit in with the traditional listener question format, or maybe occasionally ones that do and we want to stick in here, as we have one later. We have several because we have had the hotline going since I think late February, so we've got a few to come through. Hopefully we'll get more, so continue to send them in, phone them in, whistle them in, Morse code them in, however you see fit. But let's get to it. Let's take the first caller.
Caller, go ahead.
I don't want to.
Thanks, Quinn Jester, for that lovely, insightful first ever voicemail that we received on the WTF hotline back in February. What do you have to say, Seth?
Then he doesn't have to. If he's going to be all negative about it, screw that guy.
Yeah, it's almost like a taunt. He's like, I don't have to, but I'm going to do it anyway. I don't know. I'm not really sure what message he's trying to get across there, but we do appreciate you participating in the WTF hotline program. Go ahead and take the next caller.
Caller, go ahead.
Hey, guys. This is Crasis, and I have a message primarily for Evangelist. I'm wondering if the Poncho Contest Supplemental will ever happen. Just out of curiosity if that's ever going to see the light of day. You bastard. And to Gog, you bastard. Have a great day, guys.
Poncho Contest Supplemental. Okay. Sure, buddy. Maybe it wasn't high end enough. How about that?
Yeah, that was. I mean, the whole reason for Crasis to be asking is really self-indulgent because he was the winner of the contest. So, I mean, he's really just asking when are we going to do a supplemental about him. So
that's pretty conceited.
Mm.
Yeah,
and then he's fishing for like all this attention, and then he's going to start calling people bastard. So.
Hmm.
That's kind
or
of,
we're just bastards because we haven't given him enough attention.
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he started his own podcast, because he's like, everyone loves me.
The high-end poncho contest, or a poncho podcast. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well,
high-end poncho podcast.
well played, Daniel. Well played. Seth, let's take the next caller.
Caller, go ahead.
Hello, this is Gojira Prime from the boards, and I really wanted to ask you guys a kind of serious question, but I can't remember what it was, so could you tell me what my question was going to be? Thanks, bye.
Well, thanks for calling, Gojira Prime. Seth, do you have any idea what his question would have been?
Yes, and the answer is, you were adopted because your real parents don't love you.
Oh, man. See, this is the kind of flack that Valve got when they put out Portal 2.
What?
Yeah, you didn't see that? There was a whole news story where some local news station totally sensationalized it because the guy had an adopted daughter. And he's like, but the label on the box said E for everyone. And then she got it and got to the part where GLaDOS was telling Shell that she was horrible because she was adopted. And he basically turned the console off and ran his daughter to the other room and had like a... He literally called the news broadcasts and made a big, huge deal out of it. And
well, if Father of the Year there had gotten all the way to the end, GLaDOS begins to defend Shell. That there's nothing wrong with being adopted.
We just spoiled Portal 2.
Well, you know, the game's been out for a long time. If you haven't played it yet, you probably didn't care that much anyway.
Well, thanks for calling, Gojira Prime. Please call again.
Yeah, don't look for your biological parents. They really don't want to hear from you.
All right, let's take the next caller.
caller. Go ahead.
I love you too, Seth Pleasant. You're a sexy, sexy man. And I just had to call the number because I just got it, and it's freaking awesome. Anyway, sorry, geek out a little bit. Question. Not a serious question, doesn't matter. I don't love him. I like the old one better. Listen to some really old podcasts where it was,
Idol 11.
I like that better than the real quick one. So, I don't know. Quick one's been there for a while. Maybe you can change back. I know that's one of the things that I took away from the show initially. Was I'd be about to curse. I'd be like, Idol 11. So funny. Anyway, all right. There you go. I call. Have a good one. Godspeed.
Well, thanks for calling. I'm not sure who you are because you forgot to tell us your freaking name. But apparently he thinks you're a pretty sexy example of a man there, Seth. What do you think about that?
What's up? What are you wearing?
Speaking of which, we actually have a question that asks you what you're wearing later on, but we'll get to that. Yeah, not joking. The reason why we moved to the shorter Ido 11 was because with the shorter one, you can just place it over a word and kind of edit in silence for when you need to censor something. For the large one, you actually have to break the recording open large and make a space in there to fit it in, and it's more of an editing work. It's probably not that big of a deal anymore because we've kind of learned to self-censor ourselves better, so we're not giving Vangelis like 30 Ido Levins to stick in per episode anymore, but
yeah,
that was
maybe we did, but not some of our guests. Ooh, that we've had on.
Yeah, looking at you, John Spannering, you dick.
Looking at you, every other Canadian.
All of Canada and John, the desert dweller. But no, you know, you don't have to have a serious question. This is good. We appreciate it. We thank you for calling. We thank you for participating in our little experiment, and we hope that you do so in the future. Let's go ahead and take the next caller.
Caller, go ahead.
Seth, you are the leader.
So you're the leader.
I am the leader. Go forth and do my bidding.
What are you the leader of? This is news to me. I mean, I don't mind. There's much worse people to have in charge than Seth Buzzard.
Apparently I'm the leader of that guy, whoever that guy is. I'd like to know who my followers are, though, so leave some sort of identification for yourself.
He's an army of one, and you're his general.
Look, I'm all for leading the faceless masses, but at least be the named masses. Come on. My subordinates need some sort of identifying markers. But yeah, go, I don't know.
They have identifying markers.
Get me some money. Soft. Those are your orders.
Soft, deep, creepy voices are their markers. Identifying markers.
Long as they bring me back some cash, it's all good.
Oh, man. You're like their... Not only are you their general, you're also their pimp. Let's take the next call.
General pimp. Caller, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm feeling very disturbed after hearing a guy says he loves me, but... Anyway, if Transformers 4 should happen, what would you expect from it? What would you want to see? And would you want Christopher Nolan or Michael Bay to direct it? Not like we have a choice. Goodbye.
So yeah, this guy is disturbed because you told him that you loved him. And you too. Anyone out there can be told by Seth that he loves them. All you have to do is call the WTF hotline. And you too can hear Seth tell you that he loves you. And he means it. He means it to every single one of you that listens to that voicemail.
Well, I might love you, but that doesn't mean I'm in love with you.
Well, there's a difference. Yeah, we never... Nobody...
I might be in love with you, but, you know, I might not. Depends.
So, Transformers 4, Christopher Nolan. Are you on board?
Yeah, I don't think that would happen, but... And then I don't know if he's really a great choice for Transformers. You know, honestly. I mean, just because he does Batman awesome doesn't mean he would do Transformers awesome. But, I don't know. I hope if they do a Transformers, if they do a Transformers 4, and of course it's going to be a new director, I would hope that they, wait a little while Like, I'd say give it 5 years at the least. Let people kind of forget the bayness of it a little bit and come at it from a fresh angle. Because, like, you got Don Murphy there saying that they are doing a 4 and it's not going to be a reboot. So if you're going to stay in the continuity, get some space there so you can kind of come at it from a different angle without it seeming like too much of a radical change.
Yeah, obviously this was submitted before we recorded our Dark of the Moon special, but yeah, I think I'm ready for anybody but Bay, I'll be honest. I think at least, I mean, Christopher Nolan might not be the best choice, but at least I think the robots would have some semblance of character, so it would be worth a shot. I mean, if you ask me whether I'd want to see him give it a shot or not, I'd certainly say, yeah, let him try. But
yeah, speaking of that Dark of the Moon episode, something that we all talked around but didn't really identify, but we all kind of hit on it, is the human characters drive all the plot. And it's basically just the robots being there to be part of the fights. Like, all the decisions and everything that's happening is really human-driven. Like, with the guy telling Soundwave what to do all the time. Mm-hmm. And instead of Soundwave taking care of his own business, somebody has to tell him, stop harassing the chick and kill the prisoners.
Yeah.
And
even though he's supposed to be one of their prisoners.
Yeah, and, like, the U.S. military basically telling the Autobots what to do all the time. And it's like, it's just too much of, like, the Transformers never decide what's happening. They're just following along. I don't know. I'd like to see the Transformers actually drive the plot. But we'll see. Maybe we'll get a more sympathetic director in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, go ahead.
This is Mr. Bias, and I feel that the number for the hotline should be said out loud with the numbers, not any letters, because I have a BlackBerry, and the numbers are associated to these little and E's on the left-hand side. So if I hit W, I hit a 1, and then the T, I get a T, an actual T, and then F, which is the 6th key, and I don't think you want that. I'm trying really hard not to sound like an asshole, because if anybody has heard me on Cool Shot, I can be kind of one. Just popped Talon 84 and his pie-loving Yankee-ness.
I don't think you came across as an asshole at all, Mr. Biotis, but what does this talk about pie-loving Yankees? I don't know. It's weird. My first question to you is, why the hell are you using a BlackBerry? Like, okay, like maybe it was like some strange hand-me-down from 5 years ago, but come on, dude. Like, we're living in the age of touchscreen smartphones. Like, the BlackBerries are dead, dude. They are long gone. I have to use one for work, and I leave it on my center console and use my personal phone anyway. You got to get away from that, man. Like, that's no excuse. I'll be more than happy to say the numbers out loud. I'll even do it for you. 318-775-9830. That's 318-775-9830. That's 318-775-9830. I did that for you. Now do something for yourself and stop using a BlackBerry.
And the way you did it that way, you know, three times the same way, listen to any friggin' radio commercial where they're giving out a number, or any of those, like, TV ads, like, call now and get in on this great deal, how much would you pay for 27,000 kitchen knives? They always say the phone numbers a minimum of three times the same way each time, so it gets in your head. But we got Vangelis over here trying to be clever all the time because he doesn't understand marketing.
I'm also very proud of you, Mr. Biotis. I know usually when you post in the threads and you submit listener questions, you like to flaunt your memory and your ability to recall anything from any of our past shows previously ever. And it's not at all creepy. I mean, I don't want to insinuate that. I'm certainly not saying that that's creepy. It's not creepy. But I applaud you for, you know, speaking with us like people, you know? We have a little conversation here. It's a little one-sided right now, but it's a start.
I applaud him for slipping in that little plug for himself being on Cool Shed.
Wait.
So
he's one of him and Talon are one of the many listeners that we have actually sent to them. So Cool Shed should actually start paying us a bit of a commission, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah. There's a few people that owe us commissions.
Maybe we'll have
commission. The Arizona people owe you some money for all the Arnold Palmer you're selling.
Yeah.
I know Ashley Wood owes me a couple bucks for all the customers I've been bringing in the 3A.
We need to have a people who owe us commission supplemental and just start calling people out. But anyway, yeah, that's a whole other recording. Let's take the next caller.
Caller, go ahead.
Got it.
All right. Oh. That was fun. Roll down the window, not turn on the AC. Keep it cool.
Hey man, so you remember in episode 155 when we pointed out some tips on how to leave a good voice message, and we had a good one in that episode that we use as an example of, hey, this is a good message. This is an example of a bad message. This is a good one.
Okay, you got to give it to him. We asked people to call, and he called. We just didn't necessarily ask them to call and then toss their phone on the floor of their car. So if you can do that, just hit the end button first. But that's fine. You know, the guy wanted some AC. We learned a little bit about him.
Well, no, he suggested that the windows be rolled down instead of putting on the AC.
Oh, okay.
Which is more economical. So
I must have lost track during all the chatter.
Yeah, he's looking out for the environment or gas mileage or something. So,
But thanks for calling, listener from Utah. That's about all I know about the person. They live in Utah. They don't want to waste their AC when they have cool air outside while they're driving. That's economic. That's efficient. You're helping save the environment. Keep it up, bro. Let's take the next caller.
Caller, go ahead.
This one is for Gog from Slick. Vajiji. That is all.
Uh, Thanks, Slick. In case you didn't know, Vajiji is a pet term for a vagina.
What?
Yeah. So, yeah, vagina.
That's silly. Who keeps vaginas as pets?
Yeah. I think the last time we mentioned a vagina on this show was when I implied that Animated Botanica might have randomly grown one. Let's take the next caller.
Caller, go ahead.
This is for you, Seth. You're the most awesome person on this entire podcast. And I have a question for you. What is your favorite breakfast cereal and your favorite soda? And what is the color of your underwear you are currently wearing? Okay. Just thought I'd ask the weirdest questions you get in the entire podcast. And I really, really want you to answer these. Not so much the underwear part, unless you actually want to answer that. All right. I'm going to go before I start talking forever. Because I don't want to run off my telephone bill. Goodbye.
Okay. So, yeah, Seth, remember the whole I told you we had a what were you wearing question? That was the what are you wearing question. I mean, including the little soda and cereal question thrown in for good measure. I'm sure the most pressing issue, though, was your drawers. But, how do you respond to this subtle inquiry?
We're going to take these in order. So, okay. Breakfast cereal. I don't eat cereal anymore because I got to a point where I just didn't have any desire to drink milk anymore. I used to drink milk like nuts, like at least a glass a day. And
with nuts or like nuts?
Like nuts.
Okay.
Well, there was one time my brother was being a dick and he threw a peanut into my glass of milk.
But,
yeah, that was not cool. And then I threw a peanut in his and then we got in trouble. Yeah, but so milk doesn't seem appealing to me anymore. And then the idea of stuff floating in milk just all of a sudden seemed just awful. So I'll probably never eat breakfast cereal again. But when I did eat breakfast cereal when I was young, my favorite was Life. And every now and then I'll buy a box of like a mini frosted mini wheats and I'll just eat them dry because they're pretty good.
You don't like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Cookie Crisp?
I never got into those super sugary cereal.
Yeah, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch is in a league of its own. But okay, well,
I had Cinnamon Toast Crunch once. I was like, I had Cookie Crisp once because my brother and I were staying at my grandma's for the weekend. So it was like she spoiled the hell out of us, and it was like, okay, well, I'll get you the most freaking cookie kind of one ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Lucky Charms once, and that was nasty. Those marshmallows. Oh
yeah, yeah.
Frosted Flakes were okay though. That was the one sugary one that I was cool with, but mostly white.
What about like the post selects? Like you have like Banana Nut Crunch and Blueberry Morning.
No,
you don't. Have you ever had them, or you just don't?
No, I don't like blueberries.
Well,
I don't like bananas either.
Great Grains. Well, Great Grains is just like almonds
I don't think I've ever had.
That's good. You should try it. Banana Nut Crunch. That's amazing. It's amazing cereal. What about your favorite soda?
Soda. So, historically, it was always Coca-Cola.
Okay.
But as soon as Pepsi started doing throwback, now it's Pepsi throwback, because I like it with the real sugar. Like, it feels different in your mouth with the corn syrup. It feels sticky in my mouth. And the sodas with real sugar just are more refreshing. But I like cola. Cola is my number one choice. Because, yeah, there's other cane sugar like Hansen's. That's all legit, supernatural, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So I guess I'd say Pepsi throwback now.
Yeah, I have a confession to make. For the last, I'd say maybe like 4 or 5 years, I have difficulty drinking soda with corn syrup in it at all. It actually gives me stomach cramps. That's the main reason why I drink diet soda. But it's also, it hurts. If I drank soda, like you said, like the throwback, I'm fine. Like Mountain Dew throwback, I'm fine. If I drink, I could drink a Mountain Dew throwback first thing in the morning, and I'm fine. If I drink a regular Mountain Dew first thing in the morning, I'm going to have to take a couple minutes to relax because it hurts. So, I mean, they say that there's no difference. There's a difference, but whatever. So, yeah. Your underwear.
Yeah. I feel a little oogie about having what, just going by the caller's voice, sounds like an underage individual. A little uncomfortable about such a person asking about, like, my undergarment zone. Mm-hmm. But, they're white. Mostly. Originally.
Okay.
They've been around a while.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
They've been laundered, yeah. But you know, okay. Over time.
Yeah, let's go ahead to the next caller.
Caller, go ahead.
So yes, caller, thank you for playing us the bonus track off the Japanese track mix of the Cranberries album. Appreciate that. Seth, what do you have to say about that?
I got nothing to say about that. That's some nonsense. Okay.
Let's take the next caller.
Caller, go ahead.
True, he looked good as he walked his hood, as he was hunted every night like a bear in the woods.
Well, caller, the only thing I can say in response to that is you can't come back.
Back.
No matter what you do when you fall in a death trap. Let's take the next caller.
Caller, go ahead.
Hey, guys, it's me. I'm a faithful listener, and currently I'm being oppressed. I'm not allowed to have anything on my iPod other than music. I'm not even allowed to go on the internet or use games. My Xbox is getting taken off of Xbox Live, and I just paid for a full year of it with the money I earned with the hard way. And I'm also not allowed to use my PC games at all. Because apparently I'm supposed to just use this stuff. I'm just supposed to use it for school. Do you guys have any solutions for this Brutus juice bag? Please tell me. And TJ... don't fret on making it excessively violent. Please do so. I would love to hear what your violent mind thinks. Alrighty then. Bye.
So, yeah, caller. I mean, it sucks that apparently you're getting taken your internet access away, but apparently not taking your phone access away since you keep calling.
Oh.
Do you have any advice for the man, Seth?
Yeah. If you're only allowed to listen to music, then you gotta listen to like the most gangster rap music and the blackest metal and just really freaky, dark, gnarly stuff. And, otherwise, your only other option is, you gotta fight for your right to internet. Yes.
You gotta fight your right to internet.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a kid, I mean, that's the way it rolls. Like, parents that do that sort of stuff. And, you know, sometimes, you know, well, all the times they're doing what they think is best for you because, you know, they're looking out for you. But sometimes that comes from a place where they they don't understand. It's an ignorant place. Like, they're scared of the technology. They're, like, you know, I'm sure the first time fire came around, like, those cave people's parents were like, yo, Zog, don't be cooking your meat.
Zog?
Oh, what a caveman. No, that's a caveman name.
Yeah, yeah, one syllable. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Zog.
Yeah, don't be using that fire. It's bad for you. But, yeah, you know, you just got a deal. I mean, it stinks if you paid with your own money the hard way, but maybe you can get your parents to reimburse you the easy way, I guess. Yeah, how old is this call? Maybe all this got settled anyway.
This is from April, the end of April, so May, June, July. It's been exactly 3 months today, actually. Who knows? A lot can happen in 3 months.
Like, yeah, and you know, like, there's a bunch of podcasts out there where there's all kinds of cursing and questionable content. Like, if you listen to a Kevin Smith podcast, oh my god, that's not for children's. So we try to keep it clean because we understand you're going to attract a wide demographic.
Very wide.
All the way wide.
Wide open.
Gaping wide demographic.
Yeah, let's take the next caller.
Caller, go ahead. Da, 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 da,
da. Hi, this is Ace Convoy from the TFW boards, and my question is, I should have written it down because I just forgot because I'm walking through the city. I'll call back later.
So thanks for calling, Ace Convoy. I don't think you actually called back. I'd have to look at the list, but kind of disappointing. But, you know, you made the effort. You called. You called the WTF at TFW hotline. So the first step is there. I'm still waiting for you to call back and leave us a mail unless I just haven't seen it. But, you know, you're halfway there. It's not too late. It's not too late, Seth.
Clearly, this individual was not in the Boy Scouts, otherwise he would know to always be prepared. Or, at least, you know, make something up on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Cover your tracks. Never admit fault. You should have just made up some nonsense question. Like, who do you think would win in a fight? Choose your two favorite characters, but you can't choose anyone you actually like. Thanks. Like, do something like that.
Do you think the possibility is there that he never actually had a question in mind, but he didn't know what to say and choked, so made it sound like he just didn't come as prepared as he thought he would be?
Well, then, I'm not picking him for my team, because I don't need people on my team that are going to choke. I need someone that's going to be solid in a clutch moment. I'm sorry, Ace Convoy. You're not on the team.
He wouldn't be in your gang in the Warriors?
No. Absolutely not.
Would he be in the Orphans?
Probably. Probably. That's highly likely.
Alright, let's take the next call.
Caller, go ahead.
So yeah, at least that one wasn't 3 minutes long. It was only two. But if you're going to do that, at least give us the traditional phone hang-up sound. If you don't have a landline, I understand that most people call from cellular phones nowadays, but like, smack it around on the table, make it sound like we're getting the little click, because then at least it's satisfying. Otherwise, it just sounds like you're rattling your phone back and forth in your armpit for a couple seconds before you hit the end button.
Yeah. Also, try rolling down your window instead of running the AC.
Oh, we're at our last call. It's coming to an end here pretty soon, but let's get to it. Let's take this last call.
Caller, go ahead.
Hey guys, I have called before, and I asked a question about something pretty off topic because I figured these would be thrown into a random supplemental. That doesn't seem to be the case, so I will ask an on topic question. Here we go. In your opinion, what is the best piece of Transformers fiction, or just your favorite piece of Transformers fiction. For example, you might like Last Stand of the Wreckers because it took a group of characters with little to no backstory and sort of threw them into a story and made them really lovable. Thanks, guys, and I hope you get to answer my question sometime in the next couple of years. Goodbye.
Well, thanks for calling, Mr. Unnamed Passive Aggressive Listener. Yeah, a little bit of irony there. Your previous off-topic question was in a regular episode, I assume, and this one is not. Since it's not going to happen, the supplemental. I'm gonna be all hoity-toity and take jabs at you while I ask a proper listener question. Well, guess what? You're in the supplemental, buddy. You're here. Even though your question might not be necessarily fit for this format, guess what? You just shot yourself in the foot. So take that. But to answer your question, your proper question, that doesn't belong in a supplemental, favorite piece of Transformers fiction. I'd certainly say that Last Stand of the Wreckers is up there for me. I really like the Beast Wars arc where Ravage comes and they start getting back into the tying it in with the G1 arc and all that. I thought that stuff was really, really good. I really like Animated when Shockwave was revealed finally as the spy, and he basically beat Ultra Magnus to near death and took the hammer. Stuff was awesome. As is probably most of season 3, or at least the good parts. G1, I really like Starscream's Brigade, because that was, at least if I remember correctly, that was the first time we actually really started getting, well, no, with Jetfire, them finding him and him appearing later, but I really like Starscream's Brigade because it, like, the next episode starts off with them stranded on the asteroid, and that always kind of blew my mind. Like, oh man, like, episodes lead into the next, and they're not two-parters. I always thought that was cool. So, those are a few of my favorites. I don't know if I can really name an absolute, but those are some of the ones that come into my mind.
Well, I was struggling with this question, because I just didn't understand the concept of what my favorite piece of fiction was. It was such an obscure question, but luckily he provided an example, so I was able to get a handle on it because he then provided an example of what his question meant. So, that being said, I don't really have like there isn't a comic arc that I think is really great. It's like I like bits and pieces of stuff, like, for different reasons. Like, I like G1 for a lot of nostalgia and for creating all these characters in the first place. Or actually, probably the Marvel comic predated that. So yeah, that too. And then, but I really like how they did the characters and animated. Like, really gave them a lot of personality. And it was clearly a show made by people who knew Transformers and what they were doing. So I like a lot in that regard. But thanks for the example.
So that's it. That is our final voicemail for WTF at TFW Soundwaves, Episode 1. Keep them coming. We'd like to do more of these. It's obviously not going to be something that happens a lot, but it's going to also depend on how many voicemails we get. So if it's something that you guys want to see and participate in, this is it. It's all about you. Call in. Tell us what you think. Say something goofy, say something intelligent, say something whatever you want to say. We will answer it one way or another, unless it just gets downright ridiculously grotesque or lewd, then maybe not, but within reason, you know. If you want to hear your voice, if you want to be heard, if you want to even, you don't even have to ask us anything, if you want to tell us something, anything you want, you can call the WTF hotline at 318-775-9830. That's 318-775-9830. That's 318-775-9830. Or if you have one of those crazy old landlines in your grandparents' garage and you want to hook it up, you can also dial 318-775-WTF0.
Yeah, and like if you just want to call in and get, you know, trashed on, get some smart-ass comments thrown your way, like you heard happen over and over again in this, we'll do that for you.
Seth might even take requests.
Right.
So,
might not.
So that about wraps this up. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope to be able to do more. We hope that we can continue hoping. So, good night, everybody. We hope to see you later. Do you have any parting messages for the listeners?
Just, you got to keep a hold of your internet, man. Don't let nobody take it from you. Keep a tight grip.
Always keep a tight grip. That's good advice.
Well, hold on loosely. Don't let go. Because if you squeeze too tightly, you might lose control. So hang on to your internet. Just not too tight. Gentle. Gently.
This pain, but do you lock yourself up in these chains? No one can change your life except for you. Don't ever let anyone step all over you. Just open your heart and your mind. Is it really fair to feel this way inside? Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things change, things will go your way. If you hold on for one more day, if you hold on for one more day, things will go your way. Hold on for one more day. Sustain. Are you comfortable with the pain? You've got no one to blame for your unhappiness. You got yourself into your own mess. Letting your worries pass you by. Don't you think it's worth your time to change your mind? Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things will change, things will go your way. If you hold on for one more day, can you hold on for one more day? Things will go your way. Hold on for one more day. I know that there's pain, but you hold on for one more day and break from the chains. Yeah, I know that there's pain, but you hold on for one more day and you break free, break from the chains. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things can change, things can go your way. If you hold on for one more day, if you hold on for one more day. Don't you know, things change, things go your way. If you hold
baby. Now, we don't want to be here all night, so get it.
My God.